The US Masters is underway, and in the past, those watching it in the US would often have seen ads for Irish tourism encouraging them to take a trip across the Atlantic to play a few rounds on these shores. Not this year, though, with the Ireland Golf Tour Operators Association warning that its members face a second year of no revenue due to low levels of inbound travellers. Its members handled €325 million of bookings in 2019 and says those visiting for golf tend to spend significantly more than the average tourist while here, but it's also heavily reliant on those international visitors, meaning it doesn't stand to benefit even as domestic travel rebounds. Marty Carr is CEO of Carr Golf and a founder member of the IGTOA. He joins me on the line now. Marty, apparently these trips can take months, even years to plan. So is this year already lost, or is there still potential to salvage something?
Thanks, Adam, for having me on, first of all. Yes, I think, look, this year is certainly looking very, very challenging, particularly when they're is no indication as to when people are allowed back to play golf. We would have had a lot of business, which was booked in 2020. It was looking like a very, very good season. The entire season, like many people's businesses, was wiped out, with revenues down an average of about 95%. Luckily, most of those people are very, very keen to travel, and they moved their bookings into 2021, which was a huge undertaking, and we thought that it would be a one-year hit. Now in 2021, it looks like these people are going to have to move their reservations into 2022. So for trips that were started, planned in 2019, the customers aren't really going to get to travel until 2022. The good news is that most of these people are willing to travel and they're happy to reschedule their trips. But the problem is really that there's a huge body of work that takes place in each particular trip. There could be anywhere from 8 to 16 individuals dealing with 8 golf courses, 4 hotels, and when you're trying to move these trips around with the supply constraints in 2022, I mean, 22 is nearly already sold out with 2 years of bookings moved forward. So there's a lot of hard work taking place by the 1,000 staff in these companies. And the difficulty is that these companies are generating no additional revenue. So you literally have 3 years of costs, albeit we've cut our costs, with maybe one and a bit years worth of revenue. So it's extremely challenging, but not unlike a lot of other businesses, obviously.
So your industry has benefited from some of the supports that are in place from government. Is there anything else that needs to be done, or that the industry itself can do in order to ensure that it can keep its head above water over the next year?
I mean, to be honest with you, our industry benefited from an inbound agents business continuity scheme, which was brought in last year by surplus funds that Fáilte Ireland came up with. They've been very supportive, and the 97 companies, the inbound sector, benefited from that scheme, which was basically to help us get through 2020. And we're calling on the government to, once again in 2021, to reintroduce that scheme and find the money to support it. And we also need them to continue the EWS as well into 2022. Because in all reality, the business we're going to transact in 2021, if any, and 2022, is really business that's coming from 2020, and our next real season is going to be 2023. So you have a lot of highly skilled people who have 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the business. The big worry is, one, is the survival of some of these businesses, and two, is the knowledge and relationship drain with a lot of people leaving the industry. So it's extremely challenging, but it's a very robust sector, a lot of very experienced people in it, but we definitely need the supports. And the big problem is that we were excluded from the CRSS, because we don't have people coming in through our doors in the office. So this business continuity scheme is literally just a replacement for the CRSS.
Okay. Marty Carr, CEO of Carr Golf, founder member of the IGTOA. Thank you very much for that.